The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts. You can just dial in toll-free at 855-453. The decision from the grand jury in Ferguson is expected this hour. Not sure how close to the top of the hour they will be delivering that decision. From what I have seen, no indictment. You're seeing Derek Jay is showing me footage from USA Today.
So that's no bill?
Claiming no bill, no indictment. The jury says there's no reason to charge officer, I believe his name, Darren Wilson, and who I believe has now resigned, if I'm not mistaken. But Officer Darren Wilson will not be charged, and so we will let you know if anything happens further in Ferguson. There are a number of protesters who are in the streets.
What do you think about that?
That's not a surprise at all. I don't know what the situation is. I mean, I know that I talked to Chris Campbell about it last week, and he seems convinced that the Michael Brown, the gentleman that was shot by the officer, was a strong-arm robber who put the officer in danger, and the officer legitimately defended himself. For Chris Cantwell to say that about a police officer is a pretty, pretty strong statement to make, considering Chris Cantwell is certainly not friendly in general towards police. Well, but I personally, I haven't reviewed any sort of details on this situation. I don't take a stand on who's right and who's wrong. What do you think?
One of the most convincing pieces of evidence was the debris or the dust found from the gun on Michael Brown's hand and his thumb, where he had a wound from a gunshot in his hand. Okay.
He wasn't on the ground with his hands up.
Yeah. If you're shot through your hand and you have residue on your hand, that says to me you are reaching for a gun.
Mm-hmm.
If you're reaching for a gun, you're a real deadly threat. I don't want to say justified or not, but it's like, hey, put yourself in someone's shoes where you're holding a gun and someone who's bigger than you is reaching for it.
Yeah, I don't know the specifics of the case, and I'm therefore can't make any statement. There's no evidence, and that's the problem. There should be evidence.
Why is there video? Why is there any video?
There should be video and there should be audio from a uniform mounted camera on every police officer in the United States. This is 2014 and every American carries around, most Americans carry around a camera in their pocket in the form of a smartphone, or even some of the dumb phones have cameras from them. And the idea that we have to just kind of wonder what happened is ridiculous.
Yeah, it feels like we're in 1970 rather than, 2004 or 14,
and I get
rather.
That, back in 1814, you couldn't get video evidence of what the sheriff was doing.
Well, that's the thing. There was also some speculation previously that, well, maybe he did go for the cop's gun, but maybe that's because the cop was putting, some sort of deathly level of force against him, and he was trying to keep himself alive. Who knows?
We don't know.
That's just it. That's why I don't want to draw enough. I don't have enough information to draw a conclusion about this. I guess presumably the grand jury has that information.
They have the information they have. They've made the decision they've made. Do I like the decision? I don't know, because I can't make it. I can't make an informed decision.
That's correct. You don't have enough information.
There's people who believe one way. There's people who believe another way. I feel I'm heartbroken for people who feel like this is, that injustice has happened here. And certainly injustices occur in the world. But, you have to take everything case by case, and I don't know what happened.
And will the protesters use this as an excuse to destroy private property, as had happened previously in Ferguson?
Yet another injustice.
Injustices piled on injustices. I mean, I'm not a fan of the idea of rioting. I don't think that that's a good thing, and I especially am not a fan of rioting in the case of where you don't really know what the hell's going on. I mean, I understand that that the idea is that this is a protest against police brutality and racism in police departments, and I don't deny that there's racism inherent in a lot of police that are out there in the United States. I just don't know if that was the case in this particular
instance. The change that I would like to see, and I think that it is, you know, that it's roundly agreed with, is that this is that turning point where uniform mounted cameras really can be pushed forward. This, you know, this is it. This is the solution to the problem. If the police officer acted justly, a uniform mounted camera would exonerate him. If he in fact was a terrible person, a uniform mounted camera would indict him.
Well, I don't think this is a good cop. I just like to make it clear. I mean, there's another story I had a few days ago. We didn't get it on the air, but where he's got, there's video of this Darren Wilson guy harassing somebody with a video camera. So
yeah,
he's certainly not a good guy. There's no doubt about that.
But, yeah, but this could be a case of where there's no good guy in this story.
True.
Because a little window into Michael Brown's world. News headline from a couple of weeks ago. Michael Brown's mother may face felony armed robbery charges.
Oh, dear.
What? Yeah. She allegedly led a group of 20 to 30 people to a tent in a parking lot in Ferguson, Missouri on October 18th to beat and rob vendors who were selling Justice for Michael Brown merchandise. So just a window into the world of where Michael Brown comes from. This is his violent mother reacting not a week after his death in beating people up like a gang. Anyway, well,
that's a little bit of perspective. In a world where, we're all, intellectual property is shoved down our throats all the time, right? And in this circumstance, what it looks like is the people, to her, people are making money off of the death of her son, and I can totally see why that would be, distasteful to her. But, is that a good solution? I don't think so. If she really wanted to use, a better system likely would have been to, get some kind of IP case after these people. But it probably wouldn't have been worth it. They're just T-shirt vendors.
This is Michael Brown's mother. So,
this is
where he came from.
This is where you were growing up. I mean, this is your mom growing up. What does that result in as far as personality of a teenage? She was, 19 or something like that when he was shot?
He was very young.
He was definitely a late teenager.
Yeah, they had all kinds of stories. I think they were calling a college student early.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to get into your calls and thoughts. But, Derek J., in the last hour, you did tell us about a police chief who has taken over a department in California, and he's revealing corruption within. He's putting officers on administrative leave. It's Calexico, California. And that doesn't seem to be too much to the story remaining, at least that I have. But was there something else you wanted to add to this?
Just that I think it's amazing that a chief would come forward and expose this sort of corruption, obviously at risk to himself, because
sure,
the people who put him into power could just as easily take him out. And if they are connected like the New York Mafioso, as he said,
he could end up dead.
That's true.
He could wear some cement shoes. So the corruption was so out of hand, he sent it to the FBI. Last week during a press conference, this is how I heard about it, the Bostic publicly announced the corruption, and he's seen tearing up when he got to the part about having to call the FBI just 2 weeks into his term. He was moved to tears and said, quote, "I've literally had it." So he was just a broken man up in front of everyone. Just, I can't imagine putting yourself in that position. But then I wonder, like what Mark was saying earlier about how everyone responds to incentives.
So what are his incentives?
What are his incentives? And is he just covering his own butt?
Well, The story is written in a fashion where you're supposed to feel empathy towards this good, just, upstanding paladin that has been put into this corrupt police department, and he's in there to rout out the bad ones, and, that's the idea. And so I tend to feel that way because this is the way the information has been presented to me. However, if you look through human history, there are not a few examples of, not just a few examples of people who have gained newfound power, and to cement their power and their control, they disparage the last guy who was in in office.
Yeah, and they clean house.
And these people, may be better rulers, as it were, but that doesn't make them good ones. And so, this is just politicking.
It may just be politicking, and certainly that is a jaded way to look at the situation, and then it may be in completely appropriate to look in a jaded fashion at this character and, you know, wonder what the real story is. Is it that he did inherit this corrupt department, but he didn't have his fingers into all of the corruption, and so therefore he's, you know, taking out the ones that he can't touch or that he you know, can't get into bed with, so to speak? Or is he entering into this corrupt department that ultimately he knows it's just so corrupt that somebody's going to get popped and then he's going to go down, and so he just wants to be the one who takes them down? It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk. Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. The number that you need is 855-450-FREE, as the decision has come in. According to USA Today, the grand jury in Ferguson will not be indicting Officer Darren Wilson regarding the killing of Michael Brown, who, of course, as you may recall, a few months ago sparked off the protests and the riots, the destruction of property in Ferguson, Missouri. What will happen tonight in Ferguson? That remains to be seen. I do have a live feed on Ustream going where there's a number of police officers lined up. They appear to be guarding their own facility, based on what appears on the side of the building. I think it is the police headquarters there in Ferguson, but again, I don't have much context beyond that.
It would be embarrassing if the police headquarters got burned down.
I guess there's nothing more important than officer safety.
So, hey, you know what is important is keeping your wealth safe from the ravages of inflation, and gold and silver can help you do that. Mark, where could one get gold and silver?
It's easy. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources. They're the parent company of our syndicate, Genesis Communications Network. I've done business with them for many years and always gotten fabulous service from them. You can get gold or silver. Right now I'm looking at silver, but you may think that gold's in better position. But it's a great idea. It's a great hedge against inflation. You may think it's a good investment. I'm telling you what I think that it's a good investment right now, but you're going to have to make your decision up on your own. And some people want to have metals for bartering if things go really poorly with the economy. So it's gold.freetalklive.com.
Let's bring David on the line. He's in San Francisco. David, you're on with Ian, Derek J., and Mark.
Hey, greetings. Well, you know, it's interesting. I was looking at Wikipedia on this, Michael Brown shooting incident. And if you look, this is the Wikipedia, and then, you know, at the bottom they have all the attribution for all of the different stories. So if you look at number 54, that is a story by Lawrence O'Donnell. And Lawrence O'Donnell is claiming in August that the cop had not filed an incident report because his lawyer was telling him not to. So basically the cop was pleading the fifth. You know, by filing an incident report, he's basically confessing to what he did, right? And so that's one of the reasons why they give cops immunity, is because they have to fill out these various reports. And so the idea that he still has not filed an incident report, and the grand jury dragged on for months. I mean months. You know, this happened in August, and these guys have milked it for all it's worth. You know, you imagine one bad cop, a round of bullets, and millions of dollars have been wasted on arms and media time and, arrests and all sorts of different things. Imagine the insurance companies in St. Louis that are jacking up their rates, just, you know, slathering at the thought that they can jack up the interest rates on, or the premiums on people's insurance, in St. Louis because of all of this fear mongering that they've been doing, all because...
Can an insurance company just arbitrarily jack up your rates like that? I mean... Well, I don't read the contracts.
There are these government agencies that tell insurance companies what they can't do, but you know, I suspect they probably could to some extent if the news is thick enough.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, you remember after 9/11, when the first stories about the that there were going to be terrorists were going to bomb apartment buildings. You know, as vague as that is, every apartment building all across America was probably subject to higher insurance rates. And it turned out that was a totally false story.
How is that? I'm sorry. I'm no expert on insurance. How is it exactly that you could pay a company for coverage and then, I mean, I've never heard of, like, for instance, insurance companies jacking up rates when the hurricane comes nearby. I mean, that just doesn't make sense.
But they do jack up the rates after the hurricane comes by.
I don't think people would stand for that.
Well, that's how they can drag it on for months. You know, they might not, if this shooting happened in August and it drags on into September, it drags on into October, slowly but surely, you know, it's not everybody gets hit with it at once.
I see what you're saying. So when renewal time comes around,
sure,
they could certainly increase the rates at renewal time. I thought you were saying they're just going to jack up the rates, you know, in the middle of a contract, which just doesn't make much sense. I suppose it could be in the contract they could do that, but I don't think that would be very popular.
Sounds like you're suggesting there's some conspiracy, David, by the insurance companies to prolong this jury deliberation so that they can jack up the prices.
Big business and government might conspire?
You know, I think that sounds like baloney.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. No, it's look, the government takes forever to do things. That's what it is. It's not that they're working with the insurance companies.
No, it's not.
Never attribute to malice what you can attribute to ignorance.
This is not market forces. The insurance company is not a free market organization. If there's any kind of price fixing going on, they're doing it with the blessing of the state.
No, I wouldn't say that, because out here in California, we had, you know who Arianna Huffington is, right? Her husband used to be Michael Huffington. She's divorced him since. Michael Huffington used to be the insurance commissioner for California. And he, got indicted for insurance fraud. He was allowing various insurance companies to fraudulently, there were all sorts of different insurance frauds that he was doing.
He was working for the government, right?
He was
allowing insurance companies to screw people, so he's using his power as a government agent to assist those insurance companies. A true market would allow anybody to enter the insurance field, and I can tell you that at least where I live, there are very few options. I mean, you look at health insurance, you barely have anything out there because they're tied in with the government. I thank you, David, for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, I had one thing that I didn't get to really ask David. That's okay. He insinuated at the beginning that because Darren Wilson, the cop in this situation, didn't write a police report, that essentially he was pleading the fifth, and that means he's guilty. Well, I have a real problem with that leap in logic that because someone's silent, therefore they're guilty.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why there is the Fifth Amendment. That's why people are supposed to... you're not supposed to have to incriminate yourself. Sure, guilty people could remain silent and therefore protect themselves, but it could also be an innocent person who doesn't want to entangle themselves in the legal system.
I think it's smart not to get yourself, to make some statement that maybe. Ignite some kind of bigger issue before you speak to an attorney.
Now, what do you think about that in the context of a police report, though? Do you think a police officer should be obligated to write a police report every time, or does he also have the right to remain silent?
Excellent question. I would say that it should be his obligation.
Yeah, I think he should be, since he's paid, I suppose he should have to,
I don't know. I might side saying, look, if we all want the same rules to apply to everyone equally, and we want that world today, then we should just, hold people accountable the same way we would any other individual.
We'll come back with more, and if you've got details on what's happening in Ferguson, I'm sure there's more than one live feed. I've only got one pulled up in front of me at the moment. So if you've got some info, feel free to let us know. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll give you a rundown on some of the protests happening. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll-free and bring up anything, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm with you in studio. Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Check out more of Derek J at derekj.me. And don't forget antiwar.com.
Yeah, is it an ISIS crisis or just more hype? Antiwar.com has the answers. Antiwar.com has the facts. Antiwar.com has the readership. What Antiwar.com doesn't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media. All Antiwar.com has is you. The Antiwar.com staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website up with the best of the worst of all the bad news. But they can't do it for free, and they can't do it without you. They need your donation. Please go to antiwar.com and donate or call them today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin. antiwar.com/donate because war is the health of the state.
Now, this was posted earlier by Reuters, but it's the freshest that I have found thus far about what has been happening in Ferguson tonight from Reuters. So this was published before the decision. According to the video feed that I'm looking at here, there are a number of armed police. There are now more of them than previously, than I was looking at it about 10 minutes ago. Armed police are now standing with body armor and shields out in front of the Ferguson Police Department and courthouse. I got a good look at the sign on the building, and both of those things are housed in the same facility. That is where the police are, and a line of protesters as well. I'm not sure as to the exact numbers. The feed is fairly intermittent at best. So there you get a little bit of video, and then it pauses for quite a while, and then maybe you'll get a little bit more video. So that one is linked over on the Drudge Report. Again, I'm sure there are better videos out there. If you want to link them on our Facebook page, then I'll put the one up to this video. And if you've got better ones, you can link yours underneath that. If you're on the ground in Ferguson, would love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Derek J., there were some libertarian types who were encouraging people to go down to Ferguson. What do you think about that approach?
I think it's a horrible idea. And in any riot situation, I advise everyone to go home. Do like I did, make brownies and hand them out to your friends. That happened when there was a riot here in Keene. I lived by example and went home and made brownies. I think that's the right thing to do. Stay calm, be polite, don't join a riot.
Well, I didn't go down to join the riot personally, but I did go down to video record what was happening. And
courageous,
no doubt,
not advisable, though.
There's no doubt. I definitely put myself at some risk doing that.
Yeah.
Luckily, I wasn't shot by the police while I was down there. But
you also gave the footage that you got of criminal behavior over to the police, right?
That's true. I did go directly into a riot in that particular case. The second time I went down, it was nighttime. That's when the helicopter was flying around.
I just find it interesting that Free Keeners are blamed for the riots, and here you were, trying to help apprehend people who committed property crimes.
Doing one of the only helpful things that was happening that day at that time.
It's true. So again, I'll post this particular feed on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can access all of those by going to news.freetalklive.com. And again, if you've got a better feed, please post that up, because I'd like to see what's going on there. We can't rely on the news media, the mainstream news media, to give us the real story.
So I have to say also, in fairness, while I say, yeah, go home, don't go out into the streets, I support activists like Jacob Crawford of We Cop Watch, who donated 100 video cameras to the people of Ferguson so that they can record the police around them.
Didn't you have him on Cop Block Radio?
Yeah, we got to talk with him and a few other activists, one of them, David, who was just arrested today.
Whoa.
Down at Ferguson. So we'll learn more about that story. Well, it was some baloney charge, like...
For recording the police?
It was recording the police on the sidewalk, but what they said, man, it was like a disorderly conduct or one of those catch-all charges.
Honking horns and banging a metal bucket, a small but growing group of protesters awaited Monday's grand jury decision, swarming the Ferguson Police Department and meeting briefly with a father of slain black teen Michael Brown. Mike Brown Sr., whose unarmed son was killed by a white police officer on August 9th, this is a Reuters story, slowed down in a car to chat with demonstrators after hearing the secret panel had reached a decision on whether to indict Officer Darren Wilson. And as we found out, that decision is that they will not be indicting him. Protester Byron Conley, father of a teen son, said he spoke with Brown about the pain of losing a child and spending a holiday like Thanksgiving without your son. I could tell what he's going through, he said. And in New York, civil rights activist Al Sharpton called a 9:15 press conference in Harlem, saying he would join the Brown family in Ferguson on Tuesday to again address the media. Tensions have been mounting. No, why anyone cares what Al Sharpton is doing here, I don't know. Tensions have been mounting over the highly anticipated decision, which officials fear could touch off a repeat of last summer's violence and property destruction in the predominantly black suburb of 21,000 people at a makeshift memorial on a street where Brown was killed. The street where he was killed, a handful of people gathered Monday night, some wearing masks in the cold evening where temperatures were predicted to dip to 26 degrees Fahrenheit. We are ready for war. We're ready for war. We will not let this sleep, said a man wearing I Am Michael Brown hoodie sweatshirt, who identified himself only as D. White, aged 30, said he lived nearby.
He should tie a little tag on his toe for identification later.
Protests, largely nonviolent, have been held regularly in the community, with some evidence increasing in recent days when a protester threw a water bottle or otherwise acted aggressively. The rest of the crowd screamed, "Agitator, agitator," and pointed the person out to police. I hope we can do this in a peaceful way. I just don't want Owen to look at our little town thinking we're a bunch of wild animals. We're really good people here, said Conley, age 51, a black resident who works for a medical supply company. He says, quote, I'm not on Mike Brown's side, and I'm not on Darren Wilson's side. I'm here for the residents, and we just want our town back.
I hear him.
A small but growing group of 20 protesters, mostly young men, bundled against the chill in the winter in winter clothing, their faces covered by bandanas, reminiscent of the ones worn last summer to shield against tear gas, banged a large metal wash bucket outside of police headquarters. They broke sporadically to toss around a football near a parked car covered with painted exhortations, including honk the number 4 Mike. So that was the situation earlier tonight. That story came out about 2 hours ago. We're waiting for any further news of anything happening in Ferguson. As I said, the feed that I have just keeps showing the same black-clad police. Looks like the crowd's fairly large. I just got my first look at the crowd there outside of the Ferguson Police Department and the courthouse, and I would say there are hundreds of people present just based on the brief footage that I have seen, maybe, you know, more than a few hundred people. So it looks like quite a situation. Whether or not there's any violence or anything that's actually going down, we haven't heard. If you're on the ground, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, it looks very scary seeing all of those people out there.
That's not scary.
I think that's scary, because why are they there? What are they want action. I wish they would go home. I don't like that.
Well, I can understand why people are upset. There's a lot of emotion that comes to the forefront here. It's not necessarily that, you know, it's... I'm sure the people in the crowd, some of them have very strong opinions about which way they want the decision to go. But on the other hand, there may just be people who are there because they have concerns with the police in general and that they see this as an opportunity to protest.
I don't know. Nothing good out on the streets. I would think if I were there, I would want bright lights to illuminate the streets so that it was as bright as day. Because often when there's light on a situation, there's less crime that happens.
So in related news, there's a story in St. Louis County. Police there violating a court order by arresting a journalist for taking photos. This story from photographyisnotacrime.com.
Yeah, I heard about this story.
It took a little more than... It's the same county, right? Is it St. Louis County? Is that the same one?
Yeah, well, it's nearby.
It took a little more than a day for St. Louis police to violate a court order ruling that police are forbidden from restricting citizens to record in public after they arrested a journalist for doing just that on Saturday night.
Somebody didn't get the memo.
Tensions continue to mount in anticipation of Monday's grand jury decision. The fact that a judge needed to issue 3 court orders for 3 law enforcement agencies to enforce what the First Amendment already protects is an indicator of how heavy-handed police have been with protesters and journalists over the last 3 months since the police shooting death of an unarmed teenager. And the real takeaway from this story is that court decisions ultimately don't mean anything on the ground. The court issued this ruling. They probably sent out a memo to the department, but it doesn't stop the police from violating your rights.
Over time,
the judge says that. I appreciate your optimism, Mark. We're not really seeing that happen. There's more coming up here. You can take control at 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. pills, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeals, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Ferguson continuing to develop here. I did monitor the live feed that we've been watching here in the studio during the break there, and the crowd sounds loud. There's definitely a lot of anger. There were a couple F-bombs dropped within about 10 seconds of me tuning into the feed.
I would like to point out to all the FCC supporter types out there that, look, here's an instance where Free Talk Live and news programs around the world, around America, are unable to provide you with on-the-ground news because somebody might give an F-bomb. Now, that's a fleeting expletive.
Yeah, I think there's an argument that that live breaking news should not be subject to.
I agree. You want to put your affiliates, your dozens of affiliates that are listening tonight on the radio in jeopardy and have to get...
I have before, actually. We've played a video of police saying the F-bomb before on Free Talk Live. It's okay when they do it. I've done it. Well, the reason why is because this is clearly a news, you know, this is a news clip, and this is reality. This is what is being reported on, was how rude the police were being, and shouldn't we be able to report on that in a way that is honest to reality?
I think the Ministry of Truth has something to say about that.
What do you mean?
The Ministry of Truth is the idea from 1984 that there's this department that goes out there and scans all the news and lets you, you can't know everything that's out there. You can't know direct reality. They're going to color it for you.
So I think there's a strong argument for it, but Mark, of course, as you're pointing out, if the FCC comes, they won't be coming for Free Talk Live.
It's a chilling effect.
They'll be coming for the radio stations. So even though we're the ones who would be originating that content, in this case, the live feed.
You'd be far braver, I believe, if it wasn't for that fact.
Huh. Well,
we are not the license holder.
Yeah, in this case, I wouldn't say that listening to a crowd shouting is worth putting on the air. It's not as important as the incident where we had the police behaving very poorly and cursing at a cameraman and cursing at a small child. I forget what the incident was, but it was pretty outrageous, and so I felt it should be provided. So anyway, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. There's not really much else to say, at least at the moment, out of Ferguson, but if you have something to add, you're welcome to join us here. Now, nearby to Ferguson, St. Louis County, a judge has issued three orders for three law enforcement agencies to remind them, hey, there's journalists around here. You guys aren't supposed to be arresting them for recording you in public. But yet, within just about a day's time, they went ahead and violated that order. And according to...
It's arguable that they hadn't gotten the memo yet, right?
No, I would not argue that.
I would.
I'm pretty sure that order went out, and I guess you could argue
government
that
agencies are not known for their fast ability to change. They are not known for their efficiency. I suspect the order came down, and these police officers, the people who are the boots on the ground, as it were, they hadn't heard the story yet.
The fact that police blatantly ignore the court order is an indicator of how heavy-handed they might be in lieu of the grand jury decision. That will determine whether or not Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson will be indicted. He has not been indicted. This was written yesterday. St. Louis County Police said they arrested Trey Yinks for failure to disperse. But countless witnesses say Yinks was arrested for taking photos from a public sidewalk. According to Reason.com, a credentialed member of the media was arrested in Ferguson on Saturday night at around 11:40 p.m. The arrest appeared to violate a court order issued Friday prohibiting the police from arresting law-abiding journalists. Lieutenant Jerry Lohr of the St. Louis County Police Department later told myself and other members of the media that the journalist was arrested for failure to disperse from a street, despite the fact that I, as well as approximately 100 other protesters and media, clearly witnessed the arrest take place on the sidewalk. So, clearing the street? Wait a minute. He was on the sidewalk. St. Louis County Police then tweeted from their official account that Trey Yinks, a reporter from D.C., had been arrested for failure to disperse because, quote, he was asked to leave the street by the commander and refused, unquote. The tweet was met by a backlash of dozens of contradictory reports, photos, and videos from individuals on the scene who saw what I saw, a reporter being arrested for taking pictures on a public sidewalk. The court order was issued to the Ferguson Police Department, the St. Louis County Police Department, and Missouri Highway Patrol, the three agencies who've been overseeing the continuous protests since the shooting on August 9th. According to the National Press Photographers Association today, a federal judge granted three orders agreed to and consented to by those places, Missouri, Ferguson, Highway Patrol, etc. The order signed by the judge for those bureaucracies enjoins those entities from, quote, interfering with individuals who are photographing or recording at public places, but who are not threatening the safety of others or physically interfering with the ability of law enforcement to perform their duties. Yinks was released about 4 hours after his arrest, according to a tweet he sent out early this morning. And prior to his arrest, Yinks was in the process of sending out a tweet complimenting the police for their restraint. Update to the story. Yinks was one of several journalists and photographers who issued a declaration describing how police violated his constitutional right to document, which led up to the court orders, as you can see in the screenshot below, which you can see when I link to this on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. Derek J., you're no stranger to recording the police. Now, Mark, you were talking about how you said that things get better over the years, and I think that's true where you have enough of a concerted effort. So like here in Keene, New Hampshire, it's not a problem to walk relatively close to any police scene and openly record that.
That is not a problem.
You've never had an issue, right?
I've never seen that be a problem.
Yeah. Well, that's because we've been here for a decade now. Not you and I personally, but we, the activists, the liberty activists who've moved here as part of the Free State Project. We've been here for years.
The police have gotten the memo by now.
They've definitely gotten the memo, and they know how to behave. They know how to be respectful of the cameras.
Generally, there are exceptions.
And there are actually the other side of the exception where some officers will actually stage for the camera. So I remember when Anarcho Jesse was being arrested for, or was going to be arrested for the outlaw gardening incident that happened years ago, when Lieutenant Shane Maxfield arrived on the scene, he actually allowed me to get my camera out and rolling before he approached So, like, he kind of waited at his car while I got everything started and started walking in front of him.
Wow!
So, sort of to make things even more cinematic, I've had the police assist in the video recording.
That's kind of cool, but also weird.
Only in Keene, you know? Because we've got the activists on the ground. Whereas, if there's one guy who's arrested in Ferguson, now obviously Ferguson's going to have more than, probably have more than one arrest over all these months. But if one guy's arrested in town X, and the word goes out to the police, you can't do this anymore, and then the next incident happens a year later, it's not like it's happening often enough. It's not like people are out in the streets often enough to really acclimate the police to know what this is like, to understand videography and the people that are there and be more respectful of them. I think that there's just not enough cop blockers out there. There's not enough cop watchers. There's not enough
civics classes where these people went to high school, assuming the police made it through it necessarily. And that you're taught that, the First Amendment, that there's a freedom of the press. This guy is a videographer on the street. At this point, anybody can have a blog. Anybody can be the press. Most towns don't even have press credentials anymore. They're useless.
So that's just what I wanted to share there. Yet another example of the police not following their own the court orders. It happened to me. I was arrested in Palmer, Massachusetts for walking into town hall with a video camera. This was after the Glick decision, which came out in Boston, same state. Wasn't a small decision when that came out. It was a big news item. And I even cited the decision while I was being arrested, and it didn't stop them. Ultimately, they lost.
It happened to Carlos Miller right here in Keene of PhotographyIsNotACrime.com.
That's
correct. He was challenging one of the court bailiffs who threatened to arrest him for recording inside of a courthouse.
You can see that happen in Derek J's movie, Victimless Crime Spree. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com. Mark, gay jeans. We teased it at the very beginning of the show. Let's get it out there. There's what sounds like big news.
I gotta know.
Well,
we're not talking about skinny jeans or anything like that. We're talking about jeans of the biological sort.
Right. These are genes of people who are homosexual. So in the largest study of gay brothers, a genetic analysis of 409 pairs of gay brothers includes sets of twins has provided the strongest evidence yet that gay people are born gay.
Hmm.
The study clearly links sexual orientation in men to two regions of the human genome that have been implicated before. One on the X chromosome. Now, for those who need a little refresher for biology, women have two X chromosomes. Men have one X chromosome.
Okay.
Every human being has an X chromosome. So one of them on the X chromosome, this is a birth defect, essentially.
Hey.
Well, I don't know what else to call it. You're otherly sexual? I don't know.
A prize.
Okay. Yeah, you win.
It's a birth prize. There you go.
And one on chromosome 8. The finding's important because the contribution to mounting evidence that being gay is a biologically determined rather than a lifestyle choice.
That's what I believe, since that's what people who are gay have told me. You know, when they've been growing up, they realized they were gay. It was something that
there's
they
a downside
were born with.
To it too, though. Parents can say, "Oh, it's a shame my child was born this way."
We're out of time for now, but we can talk more about it at another time. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.